What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs, whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job. Choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. Summer is almost here and I'm so excited to go on vacation with my kids next month. We love going anywhere warm with a beach. I always make packing harder than it needs to be, but this year I'm doing all of my summer shopping at Macy's. I can find everything I need from bathing suits, sandals, summer dresses, shorts, even towels and sunscreen at Macy's. Whether you're packing for a destination vacation or planning a backyard staycation, Macy's has what you need. You can shop top brands like Levi's, Dolce Vita, Lacoste, and more. Shop at Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where traditional medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Clearly, Catherine and I, well, you guys can't really see this, but it's like sweater weather, but it's not. It is, how hot is it right now? We're just going to look this up right now.
I'm actually sweating, but I'm always sweating in here.
It's because I keep the house. Oh, it feels like 83, which is actually kind of cold for Nashville because it's been like 103.
Mine just feels like 78.
Oh, we'll see. 79 then feels.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, we're not crazy.
So, but we're both wearing big sweatshirts and we're ready for fall.
Ready.
It's been so hot.
So ready.
Very excited because we've got Audrina on from The Hills. She's got a new book out, which I'm very excited to read because she does not hold back. And I love that about her because she's sharing. It's called Choices, To the Hills and Back Again. And I believe she's in the waiting room. So let's just pop her on.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back. Tecovas, you guys, this festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Where's the pretty face?
Oh my goodness. The tired face. Here
Hi.
I am.
Stop. No, stop it. You look beautiful, but honestly, I feel that right now because I was just like, God, I look shiny. And like, I just... put my kids down 5 minutes early for nap time because I'm like,
oh yeah, I just set Kira up in her room. I'm like, give me like 20 minutes, just play with the dog and watch a movie.
I know that's like, this is my best friend Catherine, by the way.
Hi,
how are you?
But yeah, it's one of those things where because I knew we had this. Thank you for changing the time too. But I was like, oh my gosh, I don't have my someone who was helping me during the summer. She left, and so I was just like, okay, 12 o'clock. But Jace's nap is at 12. But then I got to put the puppy in the crate. I got to put it, I give an iPad to Jolie because I think our daughter's around the same age, 6.
Yes.
Yeah. And then I'm like, rush it. And Catherine's like, we got this.
The iPad helps for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. I feel you. It's hard. And, you know, I don't really have a lot of help either. I have my family, but they're all, you know, they all have their own lives too. So, and Kira's so picky about who she wants. Her, you know, wants to, she's like, I like her, but I don't like her. I want you to come in 2 hours. I'm going to count down. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Well, that's good that she's very vocal about like, you know, what she wants. That's a good thing. What is your custody split?
I have her full time.
Full time. Okay. That's a lot.
Yeah. And then,
talk about something else.
Okay, thank you. I brought her oatmeal in her room and I was like, here, just have some oatmeal. So she painted her nails and brought her oatmeal back out. She's so funny. Yeah, so I have her 24/7 and then she like has a FaceTime with her dad every now and then or whenever he wants to visit. Kind of whenever it's up to him.
How has that been on you just having, because I mean, I'll say, I mean, I have 70-30, so I've got 70% and it's, I remember the first year having, it's just a lot, right? You're not used to having, and then I don't have a nanny. I don't have, my family doesn't live here. So it's a lot.
Yeah, that would be a lot.
And I can't imagine, you know, but I also like, you mean, you look like an amazing mom, obviously. And how do you like handle when you just like, ah?
fortunately, I have my family. Like my brother lives 1 minute down the street, and they have a 6-year-old, a 5-year-old, and a 4-year-old. So she is like so close to them. And then my other sister lives in Laguna, so like 20 minutes from here. And she has 3 kids. And then my other sister has twins. So we're all so close. So if anything, sometimes I just need 2 hours, 3 hours to get my nails done. I just need to like have a moment. So I'll go and drop her off with one of them and just take time. But now it's like getting into this dating world and trying to navigate that is so unbelievably hard. And I've tried to look up a book about it and there's nothing. I'm like, I need tips. Like, I have no idea how to do this.
Are you dating anyone right now?
Yeah.
And have you been public about him?
No.
Okay. I was like, wait a minute. I was like, I know we follow each other. And I've like, no, I'm always, I haven't. But I'm like, okay, how many like months?
It's been a few months, but it's just like, we've been hanging out. It's just trying to figure out, like, I'll go to LA or I'll rush somewhere for like, you know, and going to LA, sometimes it's 2 hours in traffic,
sure.
Hang out for a couple hours and then I have to rush back. But the whole time I'm being texted or like, when are you coming back? Kira wants you. And it's like, I just got here. Give me like an hour and a half. And I'll be there. I promise.
Like, how has he met your daughter?
No, not yet.
Yeah.
How do you give me some advice? I know you've dated someone too.
Oh, girlfriend. Well, but that I have so much regret introducing my kids to him that fast. I mean, it wasn't fast, but it was like, you know, a little over a month and a half, and or it was like maybe like two, but it was bad. I should not have done that. I think I just got so wrapped up in
love.
Yeah. The first time, you know, feeling, but I mean, saw all the signs in the beginning and I should have been like, I should have seen that. I was so blinded by certain things just because I wanted it so bad.
Yeah.
But now it's like, oh, I will never fall into that mistake again.
I think that's one of my biggest.
What do you think? Like,
right? It's like if your kids get attached to someone and then it ends, it like how is that going to affect them in their future and like who they end like their love and like how they deal with things?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like,
luckily,
in my mind.
Yeah. Luckily, I've become friends with that person's ex-wife, and so we still let the kids hang out together.
Oh, good.
So that's been great because they never asked about him. They only asked about the daughter. So, and then we had a lot in common. So
I just, you got a friendship out of
it. Right. I know. I was like, how cool is that?
Oh my gosh. I just can understand though, as a mom, like you want to see how it's going to work together with the kids.
Yeah.
Cause I mean, I was on that boat of like, don't ever, but then I'm like, how do you know if it's even gonna, like, what if the kids hate each other?
Right. And what if like, you know, because it's like you have to see like how they are around the kids.
Like
if they're not good around the kids, and it's like, well, then shoot, I've been dating you for 6 months now, and I really like you, but now you kind of, now I just wasted 6 months because you're not like
so what complicated.
Do you do? I don't know. To each zone, really. It's, I think for me, it's going to be it'll have to be in a group setting you know.
So how are you with seeing all the news articles that have been picking up from your book? I mean, first of all, congrats on your book coming out.
Thank you.
Does that give you anxiety, though?
Yeah, I'm not reading any of it because I feel like there's so many headlines that will take one thing or like, yeah, I went on a couple dates with Chris Pine or I met Leo. Like, it's not that big of a deal, but they take those small things and like blow it up. So there, and then little things about Lauren. And like, if you actually read it, it's really not that like, but it's great. I mean, I guess the headlines makes for a good cliffhanger of people wanting to read the book and get more information. But I just honestly, I don't read any of it. I did it. And then I just like, that's that. Sure. I just bubble.
So I've been following your journey. I feel connected to you on the levels of what you've been through in relationships. And when you were writing this book, was there a piece of you that, well, actually I want to back up even further. When you talk about abuse, did he ever acknowledge the abuse and actually say like, yes, I abused you?
No, it was always my fault for something.
Yep.
like I didn't give him enough attention, or I didn't answer all of his calls, or it was always something I did where it's like, you start questioning yourself, like, well, maybe I do deserve this, or maybe I'm not good enough, or I'm not working hard enough to make this a better relationship. Like you start taking it on, like blaming yourself, and then you start believing it, and you're constantly trying to change yourself to make someone else happy. So,
yeah. And I also think too, I remember talking to my therapist at one point and I'm like, well, he just pushed me. And she's like, what? Like that's abuse. Yeah. But I'm like, but it wasn't like he didn't hit. And it's like, it's, they make you feel like that. Okay. Well, you were the one, or, you know, so it's a very,
like you provoked it. You deserved it. Cause you made me mad kind of thing.
Yeah. Did you ever watch Maid?
No.
It's a good show.
That was, you need to watch that because it really touched on more emotional and verbal abuse. But it was, it shined a light to say, this is still abuse. Whether you get hand fist close punch to your face, or a push, or, you know, that is, or the intent, or he's blocked, like that is still abuse. And I think so many, I know I have too. I'm like, well, he didn't choke me this time. He just pushed me, like, you know, and then, well, it was kind of my fault because I was screaming, or, you know, and they just make you feel like it's your fault. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
And now how do you deal with that moving forward into a healthier relationship?
Well, I've done so much healing. I mean, I haven't really been with anyone like in a serious relationship at all. So it's been almost like 5 years.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Almost 5 years. And so I haven't, the last guy I kind of like, I went on a date with, a few dates, and like, for me, it's, you know, whenever you're a mom, like you don't consistently date someone or see someone every day or every other day. Mm-hmm. It's like once a week or once every 2 weeks. And that's kind of how I was 3 years ago. So the guy I was dating then, I started seeing signs of just like control and wanting to push and move too fast. And that for me, I was like, nope, I'm done. This is over. Like not doing this again. So I think now I notice so many signs from going to therapy and just working on myself and learning to love myself and set boundaries and not people please or give in because you feel like you're going to hurt someone's feelings. And I just get out of there. But now it's like, now I run too fast.
No, I hear you so much. Like, I feel like if I was healed and took more time, I would have seen the signs, gotten out, and not, you know, just still believe certain things about myself. But it's interesting now, and you make that point, is because I was almost going to say to you too, after this, when we like do our catch up, is like, I'm almost afraid I'm never going to let someone in again because I'm just so,
guarded.
It's not even guarded. I hold so much space and sacred space for like my house and my surroundings. And I like being alone. Like I had gone on this date. Yes. It was our second date. And honestly, in my gut, I'm like, I don't want him here right now. Like but I'm like, I've never told someone to leave ever. And so I think he was like kind of sensing my vibe and he was like, do you want me to leave? And I'm like, okay, old Jana would be like, no, that's fine. Like, cause I feel bad or, you know, or I'll just go sleep with him or I don't know, whatever. So I'm like, but then I was like, no, like this is my opportunity to do it different. And I was like, yeah, I do. Like, I want to be alone. And I just remember being like, so feeling so empowered and it felt so healthy and good. He didn't like that, but that's not mine to take on, right? So that's what I started to realize too. I'm like, I can speak my truth and then not take on what their feelings are. Like, I know I was still nice. I was just like,
Yeah.
I mean, for you to just want to be alone.
Yeah, to realize that and to put your foot down, like that's so good for you to do because then it gives you that confidence and that security that you can do that and it's okay.
Well, and here's the thing that I'll say to what you said though, is like, you will... you will let someone in. I know I will in time too, but it's, and another thing too, that we have our kids, right? I'm sure, I don't know if you, do you want another kid?
I do. Okay. I want like a couple more, but if not, I'm good with one.
Right. And so it's like, you don't have to, you know, now like you don't have to settle for someone. Like you get to have that checklist and go, okay, like I don't have to settle for anybody.
I know. And I think the guy I've met has, he's making the list. Like, I've
How did you meet him? Was it on Raya?
No, I've never been on any dating sites, but I really like him and he's really nice. And I've been taking things super slow and so respectful of that and so patient, which is great. It's just like this figuring out how to navigate, how to hang out without like rushing away, like leaving all the time and be like, okay, gotta go. Bye.
Right.
And like having time to hang out before she wants you back.
Spending time together to, you know, getting to know each other and hanging out. It's so hard. So I don't know.
If you could go back to the Hills era, what would you change personally?
The Hills era. I feel like I would say no and stick to my no, even with the producers being pressured into situations or being with someone that I didn't want to be with or fight over. I would say no, my no is no, and I'm not doing it, instead of being like, well, okay, it's going to be good for the ratings, I'll just do it. And then it gives my gives everybody in the world this picture of me that I'm not, or that's not really happened. And at the time, I didn't get to clear that up because you're under contract. So once the show ended, we were all just like, oh, we could speak our truth. Mm. Like, that's not what really happened. But yeah, it's just like saying no and not falling into peer pressure or not people pleasing and just owning who I was and not like being confused or like being pulled in different directions. And just like after it ended, I felt so lost. I didn't know who I was or what I wanted. And it's just like, I'm sitting there like, well, now what? I've done this for so long and now I don't know what to do. Like no one's calling me and telling me where to be or what I have to do right now. It's so crazy. So I had to find myself again.
Sure. Yeah. Sometimes it's really good to say no.
And stick with it.
And stick with it. I know. That's always my problem. I'm like, no, well,
what? I know.
I mean, that would be hard on a show like that.
I wanted to see if I could make it work.
See, that's why I just don't think I could ever do, like, because I'm just so, I read all the stuff and it just like, I'm like, but that's not who, like, that's not what I meant. Or that's not like, even when they pick certain things up, it's like, but, you know. So you have to have real thick skin for that.
Yeah. Don't read it, but I don't know how
it's also just creating habits and working that no muscle over and over and over to the point where you're so comfortable saying, no, I'm good. That's it. No is no.
Yeah. And I think now I've gotten to that place because now I'm very confident in what I say and sticking to it, which is nice. Back then, absolutely not. But were you afraid to write about the abuse in the book at all with –
I was.
Relating to the, your daughter too.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't even really want to include that in there, but if you Google, it's out there. Mm-hmm. It's already out there. Mm-hmm. So the book writer I was working with, who was amazing, she's like, Audrina, this is out there. It was in the police report. It's in the declaration. It's in all of the court documents. It's not something you could just pretend didn't happen. And I, you know, that was such a pivotal moment in my life that helped me with what I needed. And like, just, that was it for me. That was the last straw. So as much as I didn't want to include any of that and just pretend it didn't happen, it did happen. And it did affect me on so many levels. And, you know, there's pros and cons to it. And for me, it like helped me. That was it. Like you can't, there's gotta be, you can't just keep putting up with abuse like that, whether it's emotional, verbal, physical. You have to not isolate and get your friends. You need help. You need someone to pull you out. And sometimes for me, I didn't want to call the police because I knew it would go public. So I kept trying to hide everything for so long. And it just got to a point where it's like, enough is enough. I can't do this anymore.
What was your enough? Like, do you remember the moment where you're just like, okay, enough?
Well, there's a lot of moments, but it's just like being woken up in the middle of the night, being cussed out, being called names. And it's like, I've been sleeping. Like, what are you talking? Like, you're the one out partying till 4 a.m. with who knows, you know, doing whatever. It's just the constant accusations and telling me that no one will ever love me. And I'll never be good enough for anyone, that I'm, you know, just all the name calling and the belittling. It just, you start to believe it. And I just started to cave in and isolate. And I was losing so much weight and I just wasn't myself. My strength was gone, but I had strength for my daughter and she was still a baby. And for me, it's like, I don't ever want her right now. She doesn't realize what's going on, but I don't ever want her to have to experience that or see someone treat me like that mm-hmm. and think it's okay. So that gave me strength in being like, enough is enough. My daughter will never see this. She's going to be strong. She'll never let anyone treat her like this. And for me, that's what helped me be get out of it. And mm-hmm. just, I did give 120%. I went to therapy. I did everything I possibly could to make sure I did everything so I could walk away knowing like I gave it all I had. And so this is it. I'm never turning back.
Yeah. I love wow. that.
Yeah. Good for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean,
kids have a way of really helping you find that strength. I feel like, I mean, you have to do it for your kids.
You do. And I remember the first time, you know, I was crying and I went in Kira's room. I went in her room and I shut the door and he kept following me and mm-hmm. I finally just broke down, but I couldn't like run from her, you know. Mm-hmm. She started consoling me, like patting me and like,
oh, I'm so glad that you shared that. I know that that has to feel somewhat empowering too. And also you're going to help so many people.
Yeah, I was at a book signing in Jersey the other day. And this lady came up and she was just started crying and I had to get up and give her a hug. She's like, you know, my daughter and I, she's like, I went through domestic abuse and she's like, it was physical. It was worse than what you went through, but like, it was just that feeling and just reading your book and knowing that I have felt that before. She's like, it gave me the chills and like, she just started crying and then I almost started crying. So there's so many people out there that need to hear it and need to talk about it. You can't hide it. Don't be ashamed of it. Don't feel humiliated. Like everybody has gone through something and it is embarrassing if you're going through it and you want to hide it, but there's so many people out there that they're going through the same thing that need help. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's not the end. There's light at the end of the tunnel. You just have to be strong. And there's, for me, it was going to church and God mm-hmm. and therapy and my family. That's what helped pull me out of it.
Would you say that's kind of the message, your overall message of the book?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I talk about that too. Like, I go to Saddleback with Rick Warren and I just, mm-hmm. his message, like I literally would go by myself all the time. I went to Bible studies, small groups, everything. And I always would just cry. And I just, this overwhelming feeling. And then the goosebumps knowing that you're not alone and God's with you. It was just very healing. And the people that were there that helped me through it, like understood what I was going through. So there was no judgment.
Mm.
Mm. That's great.
It was
healing.
I mean, I love you and I'm rooting for you and I cannot wait to read your book.
I'm rooting for you too, Jenna. I feel like I know you and we've never hung out.
I know. That's why I'm like, but I'm just like, I'm always like, I know we're Instagram.
Oh, y'all haven't ever met.
No, we've never met in person. I didn't know that. This is our first time.
You're like, so similar.
We have a yeah, very similar ways, yeah. past and yeah, but that's why I'm like, I feel like we're friends, but I'm like,
I know.
Yeah.
Well, I've been trying to plan a trip to Nashville because Jason and Ooh. Ashley live there. Fun. And Kira's friends with Delilah. So we've been trying to get out there. So I'm going to let you know when we actually
just come
like,
stay at my place. Let's do it. Just come stay, hang out.
Yeah,
we'll just
your
like.
Your daughter and Kira are the same
exactly.
age.
They'd be besties. All right. Well, we know you're a busy lady. So thank you for like, this is like, no. okay. You are amazing. And, yeah, we'll come see me in Nashville and we'll hang
yes,
out.
I'll write you. We'll figure something out because we got to hang out.
I love it. I'm proud it's of you fun. and I'm excited for you. And have
Thanks so much.
Give yourself like a good like two-night overnighter in LA with the new dude. Okay? Just like just tell you just be like, "Hey, sissy,
you might just have to hire someone. You might just have to get somebody that can. You can do it."
Oh, you did. Good job.
She found square cuts.
I know. Actually, I do. I need to. Well, I have someone that helps too. It's just, I just got to do it.
You just got to do it. It's the only way you're going to be able to date. It's the only way.
Yeah, you're on a heart journey. Yeah, so
you got this.
I know.
And I mean, a girl's got to get laid every once in a while. So.
Okay, there's that. All right. And there's Jana for you.
All right, girlfriend. Have a great day.
Bye, you guys.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander-owned brands at Macy's.com or in-store.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow. I'm never going back. Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles in operation. Compatible device and vehicle require.
Oh, I love her.
She's so pretty.
She's beautiful. Like,
stunning.
I know. She's so pretty.
And also, I feel like it's hard. I'm like laughing. I'm like, I got 50-50. And when I have the kids, I'm like overwhelmed. And she's like, 24/7, can only leave the kid for 2 hours. I'm like, holy crap, you go.
Yeah.
It's impressive.
She's awesome. I'm just, yeah. There's so many more things I wanted to ask her, but at the same time, it's like they're doing so much tea about the Hills and this, that. Yeah. And I'm like, that to me, I'm like, I know it's not that I don't care about it.
Sure.
I care about who, like, who she is today, right?
Right. Well, and like, it what sounds she's doing. Like, yeah, I mean, it sounds like some of that just wasn't real anyway. So it's like, let her celebrate mm-hmm. who she is and what she's doing now. I agree with that.
Yeah, we're best friends.
I love it. I know. I was like, wait, I thought y'all were friends.
Well, we like are.
Yeah.
Ish. Like, I think, yeah. I can't remember who started, who followed who first, but we just became friends and then, you know.
Yeah, she's adorable.
Well, that was a great show. Anything going on with you, Catherine?
Not really. You know, I got a just kids, summer, school starting.
Mm-hmm. I cannot wait for the kids to go back to school.
I cannot believe the kids go to school on Friday.
I am so excited.
Me too. It was like summer, which it did. It went by really, really fast.
Yeah, but I'm fine with it being over.
Yeah, I know. But it's like, I can't believe it's over. And I'm like, me neither, but it's kind of great.
I know. I was walking Leo to go, like, I love my kids. It's like, you don't have to say that. We know you love your kids.
That's, I'm trying to heal, Jana. I'm working on it.
One of the neighbors saying the same thing. She's like, I can't believe summer's over. I'm like, yeah, but like I'm ready. And yeah. I think the kids are ready too.
Yeah, for sure.
And also with how I was taking the week on and then really, but then them still being here even on the week off. So it's like, I feel like I haven't had a break minus that one week. And I'm just like, I'm spent.
Yeah, that's a lot. I mean, it's a lot. I don't know how to do it. Yeah.
But yeah. Okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah. No. Just, you know.
Nothing groundbreaking in therapy that you've learned?
Not really. I mean, I've only, you know, I go once a month now.
Because you graduated.
I graduated. You know, I think where I'm at now is, and kind of what we talked about is the healing process and working on myself, but trying to figure out what that looks like and just trying to figure that part of it out. Which is exciting, but also kind of overwhelming.
What part overwhelms you?
I just don't really know where to start, what to do. You know, I'm like, I need, like, Amy, what do I do? You know?
With emotions or physical or?
Just all of it? Just all of it. Like, where do I start? I mean, I've definitely, the emotions are coming in.
Which ones?
Like, I don't know, all of them. No, you know, because you know me, it's like, I take a little while for my emotions to hit with death, with any kind of thing. Like, I'm not the one that's going to be necessarily crying at the funeral home. A month or two later, it'll hit me kind of thing, you know? So it's hit me later. Mm-hmm. But just, and just to like, just getting the emotions out, which I think is part of the healing I'm learning, you know, is part of just letting myself feel those emotions. But I mean, just more like, what am I going to do? Like, what are my intentions? Like, what am I going to, like, do for myself? What am, you know, and just kind of figuring out that next step.
Well, you texted the group pickleball.
I did.
So we might start playing pickleball.
Yes. I need a hobby. Amy told me.
Homegirl needs a hobby.
She literally goes, you know what you need to do? You need to just go to Barnes & Noble and just, like, search the book aisle. And I'm like, I just really don't, like, the self-help book thing is just overwhelming. She's like, no. She was like, just look at the books and, like, hey, you see a book on gardening, and that seems interesting, pick it up. I'm like, not gardening.
You're not a gardener. Yeah. Know, like, your audience, Amy.
You're missing
know
the your point. Audience. Whatever sparks your interest, grab that. And I was like, okay, I'll go do that. So
that's funny.
Pickleball is it right now.
Pickleball. Yeah, no, I would love to play pickleball. All right, well, that's good. And then you'll let me know when you're ready for the other stuff, but in time. Okay, can we talk about that really fast? Because it was on my stories.
Oh.
I mean, it was already on my stories. Let me just.
Whatever.
Whatever. That's yes. Okay. So we were having a little wine night. And so just like out of fun, it's not like she's ready to date, okay? Catherine's not ready to date. It's too soon. But here's the thing. If you want to, great. No, there's no timeline on things. Okay. Having said that, I was like, ooh, let's sign you up for a dating app. So what was funny, some people didn't like that I did that. Or here, right. I'll tell you. Okay. So, so what was funny is that, so we signed her up for this one. I won't say which one it is.
Please do not.
I won't. And then I start scrolling because I'm going to X them for her. So I'm like, I'm on a mission to find, you know, just a little fun little, you know, because sometimes it's just fun to flirt. right?
Right.
Let's just find you a fun little flirt.
Okay.
To text. And, which I understand is not very healing and blah, blah, blah. Like, okay. Oh, is this, what's okay. A, you know what I mean? Okay. Let's just have some fun for a second.
Okay.
We're having wine. We're having fun. Well, like the third person was, I have the phone in my hand. And the third face I see is my ex-husband.
I about died.
I screamed and like threw the phone.
I'm still slightly worried about what happened.
Well, this is the funny thing. So we don't know if she hearted or exed.
Because she did nothing. She did not even have the phone.
Catherine's like, this she. But I threw the phone. And then when we went to pick up the phone, he was gone. So I don't know. You might have like when I threw it, like you might have accidentally hearted.
If he saw that. I can't even imagine what would go through his mind. Because it literally pops up that you hearted.
Yeah.
Oh, I would die. I would die. I can't even think about it. I can't even think about it.
It's just funny.
It was hilarious though.
Like half the people were like, this is so funny, you can laugh about it. And I'm like, yeah, like I know that he's dating. And that's great. I'm so happy for him. Like, you do you, boo. Like, yeah. Go date. It was just funny seeing it, like, for my best friends, like, on her, like, dating
that up. Was, and just, yeah.
People thought it was your ex-husband. Some people thought it was your ex-husband. Like, why are you getting upset? Because she's on, and her, I was like, no. Like, the funny part is it was my ex. And like, yeah.
What else were they? Because it's not healing to be on a dating app.
Yeah, like, I'm a bad friend. Or and then also, you know. Who cares that Mike's on there? I was like, guys, it was just...
Yeah, definitely missed the point.
This is just funny. Like, you know, wine, drunken night with our girlfriends and see my ex-husband. It's just funny.
It's
and
also
I'm the
funny
one doing
because,
it.
Like, yeah, I mean, I'm sure everybody knows. We don't like each other. So...
Yeah, you guys ran into a movie theater and you guys...
Yeah, like, we just don't like each other. And
wait, can you tell that story? Because it was so funny. Because your son was like...
Oh, both of them. Long story short, at a movie theater, I've ran into this man maybe 3 times, and 1 time have we even remotely even spoken.
Well, the funny part is like you think that you, because you're the person that ultimately like served. Like you didn't serve him, but like you,
yeah. It was just not pretty at the end for us for sure. And I understand respect, but like I get it. It's awkward. I don't really love awkward. So I've avoided him at all costs, even to where Jana doesn't even tell me when he's showing up. And one time he walks in the house and I'm like just standing there. So anyway, fast forward, movie theater. I see Jolie. Then I see Jace and I go, oh, no, the next one, it's going to be him. So anyway, I do the little wave. It's fine. In my head, he didn't wave back. Maybe he did. I don't know.
Isn't that funny what our heads like? He totally gave me a mean look.
That's my story. But then I'm like, maybe he did, you know. But
probably
like, it's
not.
Fine. And I'm like, Kaden, Emmy, let's go. And so I'm like rushing them real fast. I'm like, dude, what's the deal? And I'm like, Mike's here. And they're like, so? And I was like, don't y'all know we don't like each other? Like, you know? So anyway, so I'm like, we're fine. And then we get in the line to get popcorn and stuff. And of course, you know, he goes up to the thing first. And then the register right next, she's like, next. And I'm like, nope, not next, nope. Then I'm like, there's no more.
You want to go back? You want to go back?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay. So I like walk up and I'm talking to Jolie and Jace. And then somehow something is said where we literally like lock eyes. And we're both, you can just see it in our faces. We're like, fuck. And so, and he was cordial. He was like, hey, so what movie are you seeing or whatever? And I was like.
Your mom's.
Yeah. I've literally felt like a child that needed to like, you know. So I just got it. And then we just stopped speaking, didn't look at each other anymore. And we just walked away.
And then didn't your kids say?
Yeah, they were like, dude.
And Emmy was like, that was awkward.
Yeah, it was Emmy or Kaden. I was like, yeah, we haven't really seen each other since. I mean, it was good to get it out of the way. It's all good.
It's out of the way and it's
fine.
It's fine. Everything's fine.
It's fine. Everything's fine.
I will say though, we have been very cordial.
Good.
Yeah. So that's good. That's the best. What's best for the kids? Y'all don't have 100%. To be right. But we have to be
right. I mean, I think through time we will get more cordial.
Yeah.
If we're around each
but
other.
But when would you even?
That's what I'm saying. Only if our kids were doing sports or something is the only time I think that really mm-hmm. would fall into play because people are taking, you know, or whatever.
Yeah.
But. I just
here's again.
Awkward.
You don't have to.
No, I don't have to. I mean, and honestly, we probably don't ever really speak to each other.
No, because like you don't have to be like if you don't want someone in life, you have a choice to not speak to that person.
Yeah,
you have a choice. You don't have to be mean, but that's when I remember last August, which when you know Jolie started school, he's like, "Why are you being so cold?" And I'm like, "I'm not being anything, and I don't like. I'm just I'm choosing not to speak
yeah.
to you in this moment.
Well, and that takes time to realize, like, you yeah. can do that with anybody. Like, you can choose not to speak.
Yeah.
But yeah, so anyways, that was fun seeing him on the dating app. That was just for fun. Jana signing me up.
Just for fun. She's not on there anymore. Bunnies. She got off. It's fine. Speaking of which, like, I have started thinking about.
Oh, no.
Well, because, like, on dating apps, it's like, well, the one that I'm on or was or whatever, it's like Lisbon, Israel, Paris. It doesn't do, because I'm like, okay, that's no, right. no. So I'm like, oh, this is stupid. I'm not even going to like do this anymore. Because it's just, then I feel like, could I get on like a Hinge? I don't think I could get on like a Hinge or a Bumble. Like,
no, I don't think you probably could.
Mine just has to be like through.
Well, I don't know that I could do it for real. If dating I'm honest, out? I just don't know.
Then
that,
like, how do you meet people?
I don't know. We're going to have to like,
I'm not going out.
We're going to have to, Jana. No. I need your help.
No. I'm good right now.
You know what? That's the thing. That's what, you know what? We're good.
I'm very good.
And if it's something's meant to be, it's meant to be, and it'll happen. Now, that might not happen if I'm just sitting in my room, so I do have to get out a little bit.
Yeah, like you're not going to.
When I'm like ready, but yeah.
Jesus isn't going to be like, bam,
I know.
Man in the room.
I think that's probably Jesus' biggest pet peeve. If it's going to happen, it'll happen. Like, you got to do something.
You have to like actually get out yeah, and do it.
Which, you know, but no, I'm not there yet.
I am in a very good spot where I am not playing games. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, from last week's episode, I realized I was like, you know what? I'm just going to be myself and not do like, well, I'm going to avoid or whatever. Yeah. And then I had like reached out and it was very well received.
Yeah.
And so, end of the day, I'm like, look, someone's going to like you. You don't need to play games.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
They want you. They're going to want you. So, I get it. The whole sperm chase is the egg that we talked about last week. I get, like, the whole, like, too available. Not, but I'm like, I just am not going to be the one. I cannot play games. So, if this person is going to like me, and it's like a very, it's like a turtle snail movement at the moment, and that's amazing, and that's great, and I'm, like, here for that, because I'd like to see if it could be something. And also, like, if I'm thinking of this person, I'm going to text them and say, hey, I'm thinking of you.
Yeah. I don't like those games. I think at the, like, the do I text? Do I not text? What do I say? Or not even, like, I just think we know who we are. Mm-hmm. We are older now.
Yeah.
Like, take it or leave it. I think that it does pertain more, though, to what's set up in the beginning. Uh-huh. And expectations from the beginning as far as paying and stuff like that. I think sure. I agreed with her on that.
Oh, 1,000%. I messed that one up last time.
Well, and that's hard for you. And I mean, and that's just something that now that you'll think through mm-hmm. if there's a, you know, next time or whatever. But yeah, no, like I was even thinking that with like the few like silly guys that sent messages. I'm like, I'm not even going to stress about what I say. I'm not even going to stress. Like it is what it is. Either like me for being stupid in responses or don't.
But it's funny how we like overthink. I'm like, well, if I say this, then will they think this? That's why now I'm just like, screw it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to just text this person and say, hey, I'm thinking of you. Hope you have a great day. And then it was like so well received. I'm like, see
that,
you know,
just overthink everything. Just be you.
I know. But then I'm like,
she overthinks it.
And then I overthink it. No, because I was talking to, it's just dating is so interesting. One of my girlfriends, she was like, I had this really long, great like chat with this guy. We were voice memoing. They hadn't met yet. And then he's like, you know, I'll give you a call on Wednesday. Well, it's been a week. And it's like, just say something.
Yeah.
Just be like, hey, actually, I'm not interested anymore. Or like for the guy. And then for her, I was like, just be like, hey, like, you know.
I think if she's interested, just say there? Something.
Hello.
If not, then let it go.
But also like, dudes, like, please don't ghost girls. Oh, I know. Feel that's good.
So stupid. Does Especially not, at this age, man. Like why? What are you doing?
Just be like, hey. I mean, that's what I had to do when I was doing Hot Girl Summer. One person that wanted to like, be mm-hmm. in something. I was just like, that's not the season I'm in. Mm-hmm. I just want to have a little fun and do my thing and heal and be alone. Mm-hmm. Having said that, if it was that other one or like the right, and then I would be like, okay, yeah, let's date.
Oh, of course. Well, that just, honestly, isn't that why you date? You weed through the ones that you want to spend the more time with and sure. the ones you don't.
That's very true.
You know?
Yeah.
But I think the biggest thing
and
is
And then you
just,
be patient for the other ones if they need more.
Well, and just being confident in yourself.
Yeah.
It's not about you.
Oh, no, I know.
Any of it.
Yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, even if they don't like you, it's truly not about you. You don't want to be with someone that doesn't like you.
1,000%. And actually, that's been easier this go around to be like, all right, fine.
I've noticed that.
Yeah.
If you just like, don't it doesn't let it get to hurt you, me. If someone does text and say, hey, I told you I was going to call you on Wednesday, but I'm not into it. It's like, okay. Instead of taking that on yourself, they're like, oh, I'm not good enough. He doesn't like,
yeah, no. Great. I let that go. I let that go in a river.
Yeah.
I threw that rock.
Thank you.
You really can tell?
I can totally tell.
Yeah.
Yeah. See? Growing, healing.
Healing works. Throwing rocks into rivers actually works. No, but I mean, you do. Yeah. I'll take you. We'll go through it. Or you can go solo, but.
I might do that more myself.
That's fine.
Love you.
But yeah, no, it's good. It's good. Like when you actually release those shame messages, you're like, I know. And especially like this one person that I'm kind of like, you know, have a little crush on. I know at the end of the day, if it doesn't work, it's not because of something that I did. Mm-hmm. It's just the season and the space that that person might be in. And I'm not going to take it on. And that feels so different.
Yeah. And that, and again, it doesn't mean it might not be disappointing.
Oh, it'll be disappointing for sure.
And that's, but that's not like you're in your old habits or you're not feeling like, just don't let it still go to that place of I'm not good enough. But like being disappointed in something that you wanted, if it doesn't happen, is obviously normal too.
Yeah. It'll just mean that it wasn't the right time or wasn't the right one. And that's okay.
Good times.
Good times. Okay. Well, having said that, I listened to last week's podcast. I don't usually listen, but I wanted to see the whole, hear the whole like sperm chases egg thing.
Yeah.
And then I was like, all right, time to debrief. And then I was like, ooh, left them hanging. I got to debrief you now again. Because some things are just better left unsaid.
Yeah.
Publicly.
For sure.
But I love you guys.
Yep.
Talk to you next week.
Bye.
Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where traditional medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, Tecovas.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.